Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought here on KKCQ. Joining us in the studio this morning is Dick Rue for our monthly MCCL update. And Mr. Rue, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And today's main topic of conversation, safe haven laws.
Right. That's the crux of it. I wrote a column on that here a couple weeks ago, and so they asked me if I'd come down and share that information on Food for Thought this morning, and I said that would be fine. But in that column, I put contact information for one of the area pregnancy centers, the one at Bemidji, the Northwoods Pregnancy Center, and people were looking for contact information for other pregnancy centers in our area. Now, these, when I talk about pregnancy centers, these are not abortion clinics. They don't offer abortions. They don't recommend or refer for abortions or abortifacients. But they're committed to offering accurate information, if you ask for it, about abortion procedures and risks. They're all free, confidential, totally confidential. Nothing goes out the door. They're non-judgmental. That's one of the important things. You know, a lot of people, when they have an unplanned pregnancy, they're rejected by family and laughed at by friends and for making a stupid mistake, they say, you know, but these people are absolutely non-judgmental. They're not going to judge your past. They offer pregnancy tests. Most of them offer ultrasounds, the ones that have the equipment. They'll give you adoption information and information on the safe haven laws. The one most people were concerned with or were asking about was the Grand Forks one. The Grand Forks Women Pregnancy Center is located in the Grand Cities Mall, which is on South Washington Avenue, Suite 70, 1726 South Washington Street, not Washington Avenue, Washington Street, Suite 70 in Grand Forks. Contact phone number for that one is area code 701-746-8866. That's 701-746-8866. The one we had listed with the column in the paper was the Northwoods Pregnancy Center in Bemidji. That's at 2300 Bemidji Avenue North. That's on the BSU campus, on the campus of Bemidji State University in Bemidji. Their main phone number there is area code 218. All the rest of these are area code 218. 444-3035. 218-444-3035. And they have a 24-hour, seven-day-a-week hotline, which is not unique to Bemidji. That's an area hotline, so it won't take you to the one in Bemidji. But it's 800-712-HELP or 712-4357. Then there's in Thief River Falls. There's the Life Care Pregnancy Center, which is located at 204 LaBrie Avenue North. In Thief River Falls, area code there is, or the phone number there, contact phone number is 218-681-1279. And the 24/7 hotline is 218-689-5454. And there's a Pregnancy Resource Center in Park Rapids at 206th Street West. 206th Street West in Park Rapids. Phone number contact there is 218-732-5212. That's 732-5212. And Detroit Lakes has a Health Resources Center at 904 Lake Avenue. That's in Detroit Lakes. Phone number is area code 218-844-8822. And that same 24/7 hotline, the 800-712-HELP, is available for Detroit Lakes one also. These clinics are all free and confidential. They provide some products, you know, diapers and stuff like that. They're non-judgmental, and they give you adoption information. And they will tell you more information probably than I have about the safe haven laws. No, every state in the union has a safe haven law. They're nationwide. They call them different things. Safe haven laws didn't exist back when Roe versus Wade became the law of the land in 1973. One of the arguments it put forth at that time as a concern for the potential burden of an unwanted child on a woman played a significant role in the original Roe versus Wade decision. The court said at that time, it said, maternity may force upon a woman a distressful life and future for all concerned associated with the unwanted child. There's a problem of bringing a child into a family already unable psychologically and otherwise to care for it. That would include financially and so forth. So safe haven laws were designed to save women from the emotional distress they may feel after having an abortion. They may also provide a greater time window than the abortion industry allows to decide what option they'll choose. In short, the Supreme Court's original concern regarding a mother being forced to parent an unwanted child now becomes meritless because they have options that are significantly helpful to the woman and to the child. But you go to the abortion clinics, they don't tell you that part. But Amy Coney Barrett made abortion advocates a little upset when she brought up safe haven laws during oral arguments in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case back in December. We won't go into the details on that, but the debate then centered around forced parenthood for women lacking access to legal abortions. And, of course, the proponents of abortion showed basically how blind they are to the compelling realities of abortion alternatives. Amy Coney Barrett's an adoptive mother herself. She simply asked if a woman who lacks access to abortion is freed from forced parenthood when she leaves her baby at a safe location for adoption. And indeed they are. They're freed from forced parenthood by leaving their baby at a safe location for an adoption. And in the local area, they ask that the baby be left. Normally, they would say at a police station or a fire station would be a drop-off point, but our police stations and fire stations aren't manned 24 hours a day. So, and they don't want you just bringing the baby in a box and sitting it at the door outside and leaving, because that is, of course, potentially hazardous for the baby. So the best place to drop it here would be either at the ambulance garage or at the hospital. Just bring it in. They may ask you some questions, but you don't have to answer them. They're totally confidential. Don't even have to tell them your name. Just leave. The only thing they'll ask you that they'll want information on is if there are any health concerns for the baby. The law in Minnesota specifies, a 7-day period, within 7 days of the birth of the baby. And then they will accept any baby that's in good health. If there's, they'll have problems to concern themselves with if the baby has been injured in some way but a lot of those people who can't fathom any solution to the problem outside of abortion, without any merit anymore. Ashley Brink, the manager of an abortion clinic in Wichita, Kansas, said that the question that Amy Coney Barrett asked was undermining people's decisions and choices and ability to control their lives and their futures. And another abortion advocate said that Barrett's comment was breathtakingly thoughtless. But neither of these comments has any merit because safe haven laws don't undermine anything. They simply provide women with another choice, and that is the choice of life. So the safe haven laws are statutes that decriminalize the leaving of unharmed infants with statutorily designated private persons, so the child then becomes a ward of a state. Obviously, the long-term end result of placing a child at a safe haven is that the child will probably be adopted. Now, the abortion clinics will give you kinds of horror stories about kids that have been adopted into families and then abused. That, of course, is a possibility. It can happen. It doesn't happen very often because most of our Minnesota social all our Minnesota social service agencies monitor adopted child cases so closely that make that possibility is very, very scarce. And, of course, no one is suggesting that adoption and the use of the safe haven laws are easy for the mother contemplating abortion, because a mother putting her child up for adoption is undertaking a very brave act, that of selflessly protecting the life of her baby. While, on the other hand, choosing to give her child the advantage of a secure future that she might be unable to provide. So safe haven laws, if utilized by a mother considering abortion, are a win-win for all involved. The birth mother and the adoptive parents benefit from these laws, and additionally, the unborn child's life is spared, giving an opportunity to achieve his or her ordained purpose. Now, I was reading this morning on the internet, and there was a story of a horror story of what happened on Saturday down in Omaha, Nebraska. The temperature was 15 degrees above zero, and this woman laid down on the sidewalk and delivered her baby and left it lay there. Well, thankfully, somebody saw this and took care of the baby. Mm. They found the mother later, but the baby would have died in a very short time, sure. 15 degrees above zero. But they took it to a hospital, and the baby was in critical condition, but it survived as of yet anyway. No need to do something like that. All she had to do was go to a pregnancy center, and the baby would have been taken care of.
Yep, there are options out there.
There are options out there, and they're safe options, much better than, when you're choosing between life and death. Give your child the only thing, the child can't speak for itself, so we have to speak for them, but all those children need is the same advantages you got when you were born.
All right. Well, Dick Rue, thank you very much for joining us on our Food for Thought program, our monthly MCCL update. And anything else to add before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Just if you have any problems or if you have any second thoughts, contact one of these pregnancy centers in the area. They're very, very friendly people. They're helpful. They'll bend over backwards to do anything they can for you. And their main concern for these are taxpayers supported, by the way. This is the taxpayers paying for this. And I'd rather put my tax money into a pregnancy center than into an abortion.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much, Dick.
You bet.
Okay, this is KKCQ Bagley Faustin. You've been listening to Food for Thought. We join ABC News in progress.